You can learn and grow, or you can criticize and condemn. It's really hard to do both, though. It strikes me, I've seen on the Facebook page I have where I put all these Call of Duty videos, the amazing amount of criticism that comes in about my playstyle. And what I see is that remembered within how I used to be. I used to criticize other people's playstyle. I used to sit there and play the game the same way and criticize how everyone else played and make myself out to be the victim of how unfair it was that other people did these things that kept me stuck in this place where I was. And that if everyone else wasn't such a jerk, then I could reach my full potential. Now I see, if I'm criticizing and condemning other people, I will never reach my full potential. Because in order to reach my full potential, I must learn, I must grow. And I can't learn and grow when I'm criticizing and condemning other people. Which is why even in trying to make this, I'm not saying anyone's wrong for criticizing. I've criticized a lot in my life. I've pointed out what was wrong with almost everything in the world by now at 31 years old. I've learned from that. If I want to become a better gamer, for example, if I want to be good at Call of Duty, I must appreciate what every single other gamer is doing right. When someone's sitting behind a car camping the hell out of me and they spray me in the face when I have no chance to fight back, then if I learn from that and say, ooh, that's a good spot that guy's in, I will try that. The next time I can try that spot, now I may or may not get the same results in it. Often though, when I see what other people are doing right, I can add that to what I'm doing. If I criticize what other people are doing right, I can't add that to what I'm doing because I've criticized it and I've said it's wrong. So if I were to add that to what I was doing, then I would be living a life of hypocrisy, and that's very painful. Obviously, that goes on a lot. How many times in my life have I criticized someone for the exact same thing I was doing? Oh, that person's nasty, they're doing that, when I'm sitting there doing the same thing behind the scenes. Or look what a drunk that guy is, and I'm doing the same thing behind the scenes. Or look what a cheater that guy is, and I'm doing the same thing behind the scenes. Often, criticism will keep you in the same place you're at. Because if you're criticizing and not doing it, then there's no chance to see and learn the lessons of the person who's being criticized. And if you are criticizing and doing that, it's a horrible place to be stuck in. You feel like you can't be anything new and grow, and you feel helpless. Because you hate what other people are doing because it reminds you of what you are doing. It's funny when I see these comments about what a camper I am in my videos, which almost don't seem to match what I'm doing in the video at all. Some videos I'm running around, camper, camper. And it'd be funny for me to see if everyone who said that posted their videos. It'd be interesting to me to see how many of them were camping in their videos when they did the best things and they got their best videos to make out of it. That is a funny thing to observe in life, and it's helpful for me to know, which is why I'm sharing this with you. It's helpful that I know I can learn and grow, or I can criticize. I'm not saying anyone's wrong for saying whatever they're saying. I'm saying for me, if I want to do better, I have to always see what other people are doing right. There's always another point of view in life. There's another point of view besides this one I'm sharing. Even in just saying something, I've automatically made myself wrong because there's another way someone else could say, I can learn and I can criticize at the same time. And they may be right. They might be able to do that. I can't. If I'm criticizing, the walls are shut. I'm saying whatever I'm doing is better, or I'm ashamed of whatever I'm doing and someone else is doing it is reminding me that I do it secretly. Today, I have to live a life of transparency and wholeness where the things I say are the things I do. I'm very aware now whenever I criticize, and it's almost funny to me when I criticize. And the other night, I screamed out, this effing camper, or something like that. And then I saw the absurdity of that. Like, oh, wow, that's what everyone says about me, isn't it? It now helps wake me up whenever I criticize, and it doesn't happen that often. And when it does happen, it helps me wake up to the fact I'm miserable. When another driver pulls out in front of me and my first response is, when that's my first response, I know I'm miserable. And then I'm motivated to pray for help. Okay, God, here we are again. I'm sorry. I'm cussing this other driver out when all they're doing is existing. That's all they've really done wrong is exist. And I'm saying the whole road ought to be clear so I can go wherever I want. You messed it all up because you made it this way. Everyone else is wrong just for existing. Get out of my way. I know then when I'm feeling that way, I'm in a hell that I've created and I cannot get out. Because I've made it. This is my hell I've created. I've made it. I must open and ask to be released from the prison I've made myself in. Criticism to me is a prison I make, a place where there's people over there that are wrong, there's people over there that are wrong, there's people in this country that are wrong, there's people of that faith that are wrong, there's people of this political party that are wrong. That's hell. That is hell. And I've spent enough time in hell that when I see I'm in hell again, please let, all right, I've done enough time, please let me out of hell. Last night, I was stuck in hell for a little bit. I was in bed and I couldn't fall asleep. And the criticism, one thing after another. Dogs breathing too loud. The baby's rolling over too loud. My wife's in the way. If everyone else would just clear the hell out of this bedroom, I could fall asleep. And what that tells me, I'm in hell. Here we are, back in hell. The fire's going. The pitchforks are out and I'm getting stuck with it. So, okay, I'm sorry. I realize what I've done. Please help. Please help. And it doesn't come right away. You don't get to, when you've worked on hell all day, you don't often get to be let out of hell within a couple of seconds. And hell is just a metaphor. Hell is a feeling. Hell is being angry and miserable and afraid and frustrated. When I'm stuck in being angry, I have to ask for a way out. And it comes way faster than doing anything else. And there's no consequences. Like if I used to get angry and then I'd drink. I'm going to wash this anger down. Well, then there are more consequences, more anger, more frustration. When I simply pray for help or ask for help or I'm open to help, however you want to look at it, I get released really quickly. I fell asleep last night and I didn't even realize it. I woke up. Yes, I'm out of hell. I am out of hell. Now the baby's crying too loud again. Well, let's not go there again. Let's not go there again. So I'm aware that criticism today is like a stench that reminds me that I've built a place that's crappy. I'm existing in. I've built the world around me. My attitude, my ideas build the world around me. If I've built a world that stinks, I'm stuck in it and I better ask for a way out. I'm motivated to ask for a way out today because I realize if I'm in a crappy world that stinks, that rubs off on your world. That rubs off on my wife's world, my mom's world, my brother, my dog, my daughter, my friends. If I'm in a world that stinks, my motivation to get out is that I've spent enough time in a world that stinks. I've spent enough time in hell. I've done my time. Years in hell, that's enough. I deserve to be released. I'm worth loving enough to ask for a way out of hell. I've punished myself enough by now. And the big and, everyone else deserves to not be brought into my hell. My wife deserves not to be criticized and brought into my hell. You deserve not to be criticized and brought into my hell, or whoever else's hell is around. And now it helps me to see if someone else is criticizing me, I have the option to enter their hell or not. If you criticize me, I have a choice to enter your hell or not. But when I lived a life where I went around criticizing and living in hell, I had no choice about whether I could enter someone else's hell. If you talk some stuff to me, I must enter your hell because I'm bored with my hell. Let's get a different flavor of it. If I'm not in a miserable place myself, I can choose whether I go into your miserable place or not. And the most amazing thing is, if I'm completely in a place of peace, I can walk into your hell. I hold your hand and walk you out of your hell, if you'll come with me. And I love doing this with my daughter. She just gets stuck in her own miserable place sometimes at 4 months old, often right before bedtime, the same as I do. And I'm willing to walk into her hell with her and cry and suffer through it with her, and then we can walk out together. So that's what I'm here to offer today, is to walk with you, to give you a chance to see honestly. Where are you at today? What are you doing today? What kind of world have you made around you? Because when I share this with you, it helps me. I feel good. I do these videos because they help me with what I'm doing. These videos are essentially me talking to myself. And it helps me. And so when I help myself, everyone else around me has the chance to receive the same help. When I'm stuck criticizing, the biggest opportunity I have is to relieve myself from that, and the only way I can do that is to ask for help. I pray today that I remember I can learn or criticize. I can't do both, though. Your limitations may be different than mine. I pray that I remember when I'm in criticism mode that I can ask for a way out of criticism mode at any time. That's a signal to wake up. I'm falling asleep. I'm falling into hell. And if I don't want to spend any more time there, I must pray for relief. And I know that I will get it. I pray that you have the same chance today to see the world you're in at all times now and in another now. And you know the next time you're criticizing what you can do to get out of it. What you can do to turn that criticism into a chance to learn and grow and be a better person. If we're all inspired to be better people, all the problems in the whole world are solved automatically. Thank you for watching or listening, reading this, and I hope you have a great day today. If you watched all the way to the end, I'd love to know what you think about this. Thank you.